Sudan formally notified the United Nations Monday it accepts phase two of a three-phase plan that could lead to eventual deployment of a 20,000-strong hybrid UN-African Union peace force in Darfur. Phase two of the deal, reached last November, calls for adding 3,000 well-equipped UN police and military personnel backed by helicopter gunships to strengthen a badly undermanned force of 7,000 AU peacekeepers already in the violence-racked region. Word of Sudan's acceptance came at the start of 2 days of intensive UN talks on Darfur. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is consulting with African Union Chief Executive Alpha Omar Konare and two UN envoys on a political settlement of the region's four-year civil war. That high-level group also attended an informal meeting of the Security Council ambassadors on Darfur. Afterward, Mr. Ban hailed Sudan's acceptance of Phase 2 and pledged to implement it as soon as possible.
This is a very positive sign, and I and the African Union intend to move quickly to prepare for the deployment of heavy support package and hybrid forces.
But no sooner had those optimistic words been spoken than Sudan's UN envoy appeared to contradict the terms of the agreement. Ambassador Abdel Mahmoud Abdel Halim suggested to reporters Khartoum had not agreed to allow blue-helmeted UN peacekeepers in Darfur.
The issue of the UN is that according to the Darfur peace agreement, there is no provision for the UN in any way. It is only for the African Union to implement with the Sudanese authorities and the rebel groups.
Ambassador Abdel Halim says Sudan sees the Darfur force as being commanded and staffed by Africans.
It should be an African forces, African command with UN backstopping in techniques of control and command. The command is fully for the African leader of the African commander and African forces.
Western diplomats reacted cautiously, even skeptically, to Sudan's apparently contradictory stance. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte, after meeting Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir in Khartoum, told reporters Sudan faces increased isolation if it fails to accept all phases of the plan. Washington's acting UN ambassador, Alejandro Wolf, noted that Sudanese authorities have previously appeared to accept UN peacekeepers only to back away. He said the United States would wait to see when blue-helmeted UN troops actually start to deploy in Darfur.
We've been down this path before, including here with the UN and envoys, including the Secretary General. So we will see if it happens when it happens. And before it happens, it's impossible to know.
British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett was in New York to preside over Monday's Security Council session. She also expressed skepticism about Sudan's statement given its past record. She suggested the Council should threaten Khartoum with increasing sanctions to ensure it complies with previous agreements.
But the important thing is that those who have not cooperated with implementing agreements that have already been reached understand that that is not a pain-free course.
Darfur's troubles date back to early 2003, when rebels in the remote western region launched an uprising against the Khartoum government. 4 years of fighting has left at least 200,000 people dead and driven more than 2 million others from their homes. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.